Welcome to Music Journeys. I'm Mike Foley. On this edition, we feature Galia Volt. From Brussels to Mississippi and some stops in between, Volt has carved out her own sound. Here on Music Journeys, she chronicles that path and the inspiration she's gained along the way. The singer, songwriter, and guitarist also took part in a 60 Minutes feature on the Clarksdale blues scene that also highlighted Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. Volt reflects on that experience, along with the challenges and joy she's experienced so far in music. She also takes part in that fun segment that concludes many of our shows, the handful of song questions we call the Fast Five. Galia Volt, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys, thanks for listening.
From Brussels to New Orleans, from Memphis to Chicago, as a 21-year-old young girl with a guitar in my backpack, a strong will, and a love for music, I jumped on trains, Greyhound buses, until I finally could afford a car and a better guitar. And I've been on the road living my passion and writing songs, and that's been my music journey. And my name is Galia Volt.
Every Cloud opens the 12-track Shout Sister Shout release from Galia Volt, who began listening and playing music as a form of expression.
Just me at home with the kick drum and hitting the beat on the kick drum and playing that groove. And then the lyrics has this strong feeling of nostalgia that I can't really express. And still, even in the song, you can be nostalgic and think about the past and just it makes you smile because it was so good, right? But also you're like sad that this isn't living in the past now and it won't happen again. Same for like, you know, people. Some people that you know, they're part of your life for a certain number of years and then they pass and you smile because you think of all the good times spent, but then it's kind of sad at the same time that you'll never be able to share those kind of moments again. So there's a lot of contrast in that sensation. And I compare that to a heavy cloud where you can see the silver lining, right? I've always written my own stuff since, you know, the day I grabbed a guitar instead of trying to learn some songs. I wouldn't even know how to hold a guitar, but I was already writing songs. You know, I was playing with my thumb on the low E string. And so I've always liked to do it. I never questioned myself about how and why. I guess it just felt good and it felt right.
Yeah.
I was born in Brussels, and my mom is Spanish, in Andalusia, where the flamenco music was born. That's the two locations I really grew up. I was going back and forth. And so, yeah, you know, started listening punk music and going out in rave parties when I was a teenager, and then also listening to flamenco music. So, you know, to me, there's only two types of music, the good and the bad. So I'm not really big in commitments. So I never thought I would move to New Orleans or United States. I never thought I would just try to make a career out of this. It just happened. I took some classes when I was a kid, once a week, or go to guitar classes, but I was kind of a lazy and slow learner. And eventually, when I started traveling, I just saw a lot of music being played, you know, and like I just go to shows and watch people play and then try to play what I've seen, or like I have, you know, grooves in my head and then I try to lay them down, you know. I would go home and try to practice it, and then it would sound like something else. And I'm like, well, there you go. That's my own style. That's my song now. A lot of it came like that. You know, you try to replicate something else, and then it becomes yours because your touch is different. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're a great picking guitar player. I'm like, I'm not really a picking guitar player. Like, I'm more like of a pinching, you know, I'm more like pinch the strings at the same time. And that created a sound for me, actually. Like a very eclectic album. So, you know, I grew up listening to punk music, as I was saying, and a lot of surf music, which is my favorite music to listen when I'm on the road. Obviously, like, I've been very into the hill country blues lately. And then soaking up the vibe over there in Joshua Tree, playing with local musicians. So it's really a mix of a lot of good music styles. To me, it's important to just stay authentic, and by being organic and authentic, that's the connecting piece to all of those different music styles. Plus, you know, like everything's been done already, so got to be creative too. The grooves on every cloud and changes were based on a hill country blues, and then they just turned out to be a little funky. So if you're ready.
Change's
at this point, you know, I'm not trying to stay into music style or like name my music, but just try to be creative and get something organic.
Drop the drink, keep my head above the waist and try not to sing. If I can't be satisfied, I just can't keep on crying. If heaven was on earth, there'd be everlasting love, wealth and peace. But this world in a masterpiece, yes, I can have it all. Can have it all.
The lyrics talk about how hard it is to succeed in your professional life and your personal life. It's a debate, right? Maybe some people think that they can. I believe I can't, but that could change. I don't know.
Today, sister, is the day. Dark tunnel to the glow. This man-made old world. Us women got something to say. Is that a woman can lead the way? Sister, help me out.
I'm just tired of seeing women just accepting some of men behaviors, and I just want to tell women just to serve themselves and like stop being okay with those uncomfortable moments just because we think we just gotta shut up. No, that's not true. You know, if somebody says like a weird comment, then stand up for yourself and just make it where like this is not okay. You know, like for example, yesterday I was supposed to do an interview and I'm not gonna name it, but like, you know, like to me right now, you know, you're doing the video, but you're not insisting on that video aspect because at the end, it doesn't matter, right? That guy said, oh, okay, so you don't want to do the video, so you're not interested. I'm like, I'm very interested in doing the interview. I just don't feel like having my face on the phone right now is any helpful to what I'm saying. And that person just, stopped the interview. At some point, you're going to have a question that say, how is it to be a woman in the music industry? There you have it. So No Happy Home is a story about being on the road all the time, how you feel like a little orphan soldier, you know, you forget about your home and your friends and family. And sometimes it's totally okay because, you know, we love what we do. And sometimes it's, damn, like, you know, it's hard to be grounded when you're on the road all the time. That one woman band journey, which started with the pandemic, brought me to so many places and to be on the road by myself all the time. And I'd say I'm a pretty strong-willed and intense person, and I don't really fear adventures. And I really enjoy it. It's like I've never worked as much as the last couple of years. But yeah, sometimes it feels a little lonely.
What's to win, what's to lose? What am I supposed to do? Should I wait? Should I leave? Should I stay or should I leave? Should I stay or should I leave? Love is a strange game. In this world of broken hearts, in this world of broken hearts, in this world of broken hearts, in this world of broken hearts.
It's been evolving. How? I don't know, but definitely evolving. I guess that the pronunciation is definitely something that's been going better, and I pay a lot of attention. And even if it's not perfect yet, I really want people to understand what I'm saying. So I try to work hard on that, and it's never good enough. You know, it can always be better. But I definitely try to do my best so people can understand my lyrics, because, you know, I'm not there to talk about whiskey and guys or whatever, whiskey and women, the whole album. Like, I really come with messages that I hope can, you know, people can rely to. You know, like, I'm trying to share my experiences, my feelings. And I always leave my songs very open so it can mean anything that it would mean to them, if that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. And thank you for doing that. I'm sure you've been asked this a ton, but the 60 Minutes experience, can you reflect on that just a bit and any feedback you've received?
Well, you're going to laugh, but when David, the producer, asked me to be part of 60 Minutes, actually, I said no, because I was driving back and forth to two festivals, one in New Orleans and one in Clarksdale, Mississippi, the Juke Joint Festival and the French Quarter Festival. And so I was like playing five shows through like 2 days, like, or 3 days, running back and forth, driving 80 miles an hour. So anyway, I just didn't have the time. And he looked at me when I said that, and he's like, have you ever seen, do you even know what 60 Minutes is? And I said, no, never heard of it. First, I'm not a TV person, and then I didn't grow up, you know, I didn't grow up here. So never watched it. Then I told that story to somebody, and they looked at me like I was crazy. They're like, you said no to be on 60 Minutes. So I really tried to be back on it and succeeded. Then I watched it, but again, I was on tour in Europe. So I couldn't really appreciate, you know, to see, like, I mean, now I'm like watching, you know, I'm with some friends and they're watching football, and I see 60 Minutes coming out right after that. I'm like, wow, okay. People keep saying that they've seen me on 60 Minutes. They can't believe I was in 60 Minutes and can't really believe it myself. So there you go.
Well, you know what? I was walking down Fresh with my boo. We heard that little Freddie Ken was riding at Beaches Juke Joint. We're gonna take a break from drinking, but after double thinking, we say, all right, listen. And once I arrived, my baby bought me a drink that I slurped down, cause as usual I was very thirsty. The hot started rocking, that's when we saw smoking hanging at the bar. He said, hey my dear, would you like a beer? I say yes for sure, cause I'm always down for more. I know you know that feeling. always one more, one more, and one more. I got it.
I think it's great that, you know, they really showed Kingfish, who grew up there in Clarksdale, who learned from all those guys. And, you know, a lot of them passed, but some you can still see and watch playing live if you go down there. I wish they talked about those guys too on the 60 Minutes. So that's for that. Like, I think they did a great rendition. It was pretty honest. Regarding the blues, what do I know about the blues, right? I can only have empathy. A guy told me one time, you know, blues is not just only lamentation songs, it's also comfort songs. If you sharing your misery in a song, you're not just complaining, but the fact that you're sharing that feeling, you're just showing that you're not the only one. And that is a comfortable feeling to know that you're not the only one living what you're living. So anyway, all that to say that I play blues influenced music because I've been related to some lyrics and I definitely like the grooves. And not just, you know, when I talk about Stevie Ray Vaughan, I'm talking about Freddie King, Albert King, but really Mississippi, Fred McDowell, Stonehouse, Robert Johnson, all those guys. I mean, Skip James and G.B. Lenore is the first blues artist that I was listening to. And it really touched me, you know, in a way that not a lot of other music touched me. So I got really into it. But again, like, I'm being careful, not trying to be someone I'm not, and just be mindful that, you know, I don't own this music genre. But because I listen to it, it's just part of my journey and it comes a lot in my songs. So do I think I'm a blues artist? No. I play sincere and organic music that is mine, but influenced by what I listen to. And it's been a lot of blues, and it's been a lot of punk, and it's been a lot of rock and roll.
And a lot of good tunes from Gallia Volt. We learned a little more about her in the Fast Five. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What's the first song you can remember hearing that you loved?
G.B. Lenore, I Feel Good.
Well, I feel so good, I don't know what to do. Well, I feel so good, I don't know what to do. Well, I feel so good, babe, I feel like I wanna play with you. Well, I feel so good, I
this vibe, the smile on his face, the... You know, he's written so many sad songs. And sometimes, you know, I listen to songs depending on the mood I am. And, you know, like, I'm glad he wrote like a happy song like that. That probably made everybody feel good, like it did to me.
How about a song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or sparks memories for you?
Oh, any flamenco song, like Camarón de la Isla.
Thank you.
any flamenco music that just brings me back to my Spanish roots, my grandparents, and my youth.
Wonderful. How about your go-to song for dancing, or a tune that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
You're gonna think it's awkward, but like 80s music, man, like Blue Monday by New Order.
Kind of along those lines, a song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you to do something that you don't feel like doing.
A lot of the Ventures, I guess. Surf music. Yeah, I love that. It gets me to places for sure.
That's good. That's good. We'll wrap it up with the song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
It depends, because like sometimes, you know, if you feel down, you listen to kind of sad music, or you know, you want like happier music, like Little Richard. Annie Is Back. There you go. Annie Is Back is one of my favorites.
Telling lies, says now I'm back and I'll make them true. If you don't watch out, I'm gonna take in the two. And it's back, woo, in a brand new Cadillac. And it's back, 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 in a brand new Cadillac. Now she looking good, now she knows how to act. And it's back, 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 in a brand new Cadillac.
A true fast five there. We squeezed it in as our session got cut off at the end. So we thank Galia Volt for her time and her music. And thank you for listening to Music Journeys, a part of 90.5 FM, WCBE Columbus, 106.3 in Newark, online at wcbe.org, and broadcasting on the new WCBE app. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.
Stay up to date on your favorite WCBE podcasts with the WCBE app, available now to download for free on iOS and Android.